Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer, BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
There was a shooting at CIA headquarters at Langley, Virginia on Monday. As you can imagine, information coming out of the CIA was very limited. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
An armed intruder was shot Monday evening trying to drive through the front gate at the headquarters of the CIA in Langley, Virginia. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by armed guards at the gates and then refused to move. After a standoff, the suspect exited his car with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized, though the extent of his injuries was not known.
Back in January of 1993, outside CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, a Pakistani national killed two CIA employees in their cars as they were waiting at a stoplight and wounded three others. The assailant was executed by lethal injection in 2002. Heads up! A 21 metric ton Chinese rocket is falling out of orbit and no one knows where it will land in the next few weeks. The projectile is 100 feet long and China has lost control. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Election audits for the 2020 U.S. election are moving forward despite continued attempts by Democrats to end the process. Arizona Secretary of State and Audit Director Ken Bennett tells One America News Network the audit is growing in numbers.
It's going well. Overnight, we went from 20 counting locations on the floor to 46. The subcontractor that's in charge of the hand count is working hard through some temp service agencies here in the state to get the additional people that would be required for that. So, but hopefully in the next day or two, they'll be ready to fully staff that. And then if we go to three shifts, which I think they're talking about, we will almost triple our throughput. So.
Don't expect daily updates, as the details of the audit will be released at one time in the near future.
No, we won't be announcing any of that until the end of the audit. So right now we're just counting the ballots, and they are looking, you know, at the paper evaluation to see if, you know, are there folds in the ballots that were returned by mail? Are the ovals filled in by handwritten marking instrument as opposed to a Xerox machine that just marked a bunch of ballots? But all of the audit results and findings will be part of the final report. We're not going to do a little bit every day because we might find some good things one day and bad things the next.
It's all about election integrity. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but this is incredible how the Biden administration is attempting to force the hands of physicians, hospitals concerning gender transition surgeries. You heard that right. They're doing what they can to force the hands of physicians, hospitals concerning gender transition surgeries. And here to break that down, tell us more about it, is Dr. Brian Huffling. He's the director of PhD, Program Associate Professor of Philosophy and Theology at the Southern Evangelical Seminary. Dr. Huffling, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate being here.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, this is a topic that, is really, messing with everybody's heads on so many levels here.
Right.
Break this down for us, and, because as people of faith, it's hard to, leave room and to have an open conversation. And I want to make sure we have a responsible discussion about this topic, because most Christians immediately go to Genesis 1. God made them male and female. End of story. That's it. And here we are. We're dealing with this contemporary issue. No surprise. Isaiah said that this day would come. And here we are. It's as if we're caught by surprise for some reason. And maybe because we just didn't. I don't know how we missed this.
It's hard to believe. In fact, there's been times recently where I had to worry about saying a man is a man and a woman is a woman is going to offend somebody. And the fact that that statement would offend somebody today is pretty unreal and irrational.
Right.
That's right. So back in 2016, the Obama administration actually put this in place. Biden obviously has a VP.
Mm.
And then back in January of this year, it was struck down. And then the Biden administration last month, about 2 weeks ago, appealed it. And so there have been a great many people involved. And Luke Goodrich, actually, who was the vice president at Beckett, they do a lot of religious liberty cases,
mm-hmm.
Has come out in describing this. And he says that most of these folks are religious doctors and places. And what he wants to point to, actually, is the legal precedent and saying that this is not a good idea. For example, the Fifth Circuit Court back in 2019 said that there's, quote, there's no medical consensus that sex reassignment surgery is a necessary or even effective treatment for gender dysphoria, end quote. Mm-hmm. And there have been several studies, some of this really should be common sense, that puberty blockers don't work. They don't give you the intended effect. And then we see a lot of studies also saying that we see a rise in depression and suicidal ideations and rates in the groups who are undergoing these kinds of surgeries,
mm-hmm.
and are being affected by this. And it's just, in many states, the kids who are being targeted by these folks they're not old enough even to reach the legal age of consent for sex.
Right.
And the states, that's because, you know, that kids don't understand the emotional and psychological, even physical ramifications of having sex, but they're saying now they can completely change their gender, have surgeries, hormone treatments, and whatever. And the question is, well, if they can't even have sex yet, what makes you think they're in a mental state to be able to make these life-changing decisions? And you wouldn't even let them have sex with somebody else. It's unreal.
Yeah. No, well, this is upside down. And this is, you know, and it's a crazy world in which we live in, and what we're doing to these kids, you know, psychologically. First of all, by the mere introduction, and they've tried to bring this into the culture for a long time, like anything that progressives do. It's 1 inch, 1/4 inch at a time, and now here we are. And, you know, much the same like climate change when it first was introduced. You know, you had a division of thought between the scientists, and then the scientists who believed in climate change became so powerful that they started getting rid of anybody that didn't agree with them. So now the institutions are all controlled by people that are a single thought. And here we are. We're going through the same exercise now with this, and forget about the fact that we're turning these little kids into lab rats, because this is all one big grand theory and experiment that goes against the principles of God, the principles that have directed humanity since day one. And now suddenly in the 21st century, Dr. Huffling, we know so much better, right?
That's exactly right. It goes against everything we know scripturally, and even really from common sense and just what it means to be a human being.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot. So what they're trying to say is that our gender is tied to our social construct, and it can be whatever we feel like being. It's interesting that Richard Dawkins recently was stripped of his Humanist of the Year award because he basically said, well, if one person can say he feels like a different gender, why? What's wrong with this lady a while ago who got in trouble for saying she was black? Why can't she just identify as being black? So where does it stop? It certainly is a scriptural issue. But one could actually make a natural argument case if one doesn't want to have to, quote unquote, rely on religion to say it just, there's a certain human nature here. And we should be able to point to it. This should not be controversial. You know, genetically, there are certain chromosomes that make us male or female.
Right.
And it doesn't matter what we feel like. And it's important, I think, too, to understand that, you know, this is a real psychological disorder. I mean, it's by definition an identity disorder. And these people some people are really suffering from this, and we should have compassion on these people. But what we shouldn't do is encourage them to keep going down that path of destruction. I mean, how many other psychological disorders do we try to say, yeah, that's good, just keep going down that road of destruction? Then we want to get them out of it.
Right,
the
exactly.
Help could be to bring them back out of the problem and get them help, not to do things that encourage the identity disorder, and not only just a psychological problem, but then we start having physical issues that they can't come back from, like surgeries and then those kind of things.
Yeah. How many people, how big is the universe here with people with sexual identity dysphoria?
I don't have a number, but it's well below 1%.
Okay. So this is
extremely low.
This is what's driving me up a wall, Dr. Huffling, with all due respect. I mean,
right.
For less than 1%, we are doing all these gymnastics. You know, we want to rewrite the rules, let boys compete with girls, all this stuff that, it's just all a big conflict. And you're just saying, is there going to be a voice of reason that can cut through this clutter? Or is it just that, we've just got to go through the process and realize once again that the law of gravity still exists. God established certain parameters in our life, and we can kick at those goads until we finally realize that, hey, this is it.
That's right. And, yeah, we need to see some people stand up for this. I was encouraged this week to see, I think there are 17 states that have come out wanting to ban biological males from competing in biological female sports, so that's good. And I think most people are against this kind of stuff. Like you said, it really is this radical agenda being pushed by various organizations. They get a hold of academia, they get a hold of different government agencies, and then they want to make it into a weapon where, okay, if you don't agree with us, then you're somehow
and the government and the government empowers them. The government right now allows them to do this. It reminded me of when Bill Clinton, if you recall, when he was elected, You know, we started out, and first it was like 5% of America was gay, and it became 10%, and I think by the time he was elected, it was like 20%. And they go to see the president and say, hey, we represent 20%.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And we're talking with Dr. Brian Huffling, Director of PhD Program, Associate Professor of Philosophy and Theology at the Southern Evangelical Seminary. You know, Brian, you were saying earlier, you know, for 1% that people, and for that 1%, I mean, if you're in that 1%, it's just got to be excruciating to be so conflicted about your gender identity. And, of course, there's a lot of conversation about it. it tries to, in a sense, I understand maybe the motivation is like to do no harm and you don't want to damage people that are having a hard time right here. But you have to be able to, this is where you speak truth and love. I mean, we all want to have, you know, truth in love. You know, I thought it was interesting when, you know, Caitlyn Jenner came out, if you recall, and said, okay, this is, you know, I think there was something wrong with God, you know, on this whole deal, this assignment that he gave me, and that I'm looking forward to that conversation in heaven with God. I thought, well, that's interesting. I got to imagine it's going to be a short conversation because what happened, only from the standpoint, you are going to be in the face of truth. And when you're right there in the face of truth, it's inarguable. It, you know, suddenly you're enlightened. Oh, okay, I get it. You know, and God only knows what will happen in that moment of confrontation if that happens for Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, and but for the 1% of people that are dealing with this, my prayer is that they, you know, they can realize their identity. It's not that God would say, hey, be fruitful, multiply, you know, go in, I've got a plan and purpose for your life, and leave you in some sort of, you know, theoretical process. So my question to you, and we were talking off air, is that, you know, if Jesus was here, which we know that Jesus is here, so that's almost, you know, a silly question right to ask. But, I mean, if you were being confronted by the truth and you were part of this 1%, How would Jesus handle this?
Yeah, I think so. When we see Jesus in the Gospels, he certainly meets people where they are, but doesn't want to leave them there. So he meets the woman at the well, for example, in John,
mm-hmm.
and yeah. She has a lot going on. She's hurting, and you know he makes statements that today, if he made them, would probably come off as kind of harsh. But he wasn't trying to be harsh for the sake of hurting people. He was trying to be harsh because he wants to, as you say, force him to see truth. And we have truth all around us. We're seeing Romans 1 through all this. We see people know yes. God exists, what he's like through creation. And once they mm-hmm. reject that truth, all the left with is a lie. So when we see Jesus confronting people in the Gospels, he wants to love them and help them. And so what I think would happen if he were here today and he was sitting and talking to someone who was in this story, like 0.0% of people, mm-hmm. I think we would see him wanting to love that person, help that person, but certainly not leave that person where they are because he loves them.
Yes.
You know, we have children, you know, we see them go through something and we don't want to just let them hurt themselves. So we're not going to say, hey, go ahead and put your hand on the stove and see. We're not going to let them do that because we love them too much. So right. Jesus would tell them, you know, he would share his love for them and tell them, I love you and I want you to follow me in my ways, but you're going to have to follow me in my truth. And so he would love them in a way that would show them that he cares, which we should be doing as Christians.
Right.
But because of that love, we're not going to leave them on a path of destruction. And this trans, you know, it's really interesting that people want transgender rights and everything because the research shows it is so destructive. And so Christians, especially Christian counselors and psychologists and those who, if maybe you've seen somebody know the transgender person, yeah, we should definitely love them and with love of Christ and reach out to them and not be specific of homosexuals or anything else, any other kind of sexual sin, adultery or whatever.
Right.
But because of our love, that love should motivate us to help that person want to come to the truth, not just throw them aside as some kind of a misfit or some kind of horrible person. But because of Christ and because of who they are and that they're made in God's image, we should not want them to continue in that kind of lifestyle, but to help them see the truth and get them out of that. So it's a combination of love, but it's tough love. You know, you see people you do something, you have to kind of yank them off that path at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the psychologists want to continue pushing them down that path, which is unreal because we see there's no real demonstration or evidence that it's helping them. In fact, it might even be hurting them. In fact, common sense says it is.
Exactly.
And we see
yeah.
studies about suicide and depression.
Yeah. Well, where's the redemption, right? There's
That's
no
right.
redemption in that. See, and the thing is, I like how you frame this, is that Jesus would not leave them there. That's in anything, you know, whether you're dealing with trans issues or any other sin. But what, mm-hmm. you know, our job as Christians is to bring people, as you say, to the truth. And it starts with relationship. You can't possibly speak truth to them if you don't have a relationship. And this is right. the problem. I mean, there's been a disrupt. There's been a disconnect in their God-given relationship with God Himself, because they bought into that lie, as you said, Romans 1. They bought into that lie, and now they see things according to their own eyes, and they are their own God. And this is like, man, you have no idea what road of trouble that you're heading toward.
That's right. Yeah. And one thing, too, is having the conversation itself is difficult, because it's a lot of people who are in favor of these issues, whether they're on college campuses or whatever out there on social media, they don't want to have a conversation. They want to yell at you.
Yeah.
So what we have to do as Christians is just try to convince them that we can have a rational conversation about this and disagree.
Right.
But it's hard to culture that sometimes. I mean, I was on a college campus a couple years ago, and I was boycotted and picketed because I was supposedly prejudiced and anti-this, anti-that, and they didn't get that from anything I said.
Yes.
So, I mean, just having the conversation itself, a rational one, is a good start, but it's so hard to do that in the climate today, because everybody wants to paint you as, you know, anti-this, anti-that, and you don't love people, you don't care about people unless you're going along with them. So they don't want us to agree with them, they want us to promote them.
Exactly.
Again, Romans 1, it's not just we're going to let them do their thing. They want us to think it's okay and validate them and go along with them. Same thing with the homosexual thing. It's not enough just to say, okay, go do your thing. Now I have to legitimize it and go along with it. And now we're one step past that into this trans stuff.
Right.
And it's like you say, now what's it going to be next?
Yeah. Well, and God's clear, somebody who's down that road of foolishness, they're fools. And in some cases, I mean, you have to break with them. You just have to say, look, you are stuck in a bucket of foolish gum, and you're going to stay there. And I wish it wasn't so. And all we can do, Brian, is that, like you said, is in love. And it's just being honest with them, because you're not going to surrender what you believe. You're not going to surrender your conviction just so you can normalize their sin. I mean, this just doesn't make sense. But that's what society wants us to do. This is what the wokistas want us to do, right?
That's right. And another point on this whole conversation, this is an irrational topic, so it's hard to reason with it.
Yes.
But what's really interesting, and what has really befuddled me during the whole thing, is yeah, we can understand that people have psychological disorders, and they have they're being irrational by definition about some things. What really is surprising, though, are the so-called rational people, whether they're doctors or just people around us, who want to promote it. Well, they're supposed to be rational, and they're saying that a boy is not a boy and a girl is not a girl. Those are the kind of people we have start having conversations with, and we can let. And I'm not a professional counselor, so we don't want to let counselors and doctors help these trans people. Let's just loving on them helps, and really being Christ to them.
But I think you bring up a good point, though, Dr. Offling, is that here you are, you're a doctor, and part of your oath is to do no harm.
That's right. That's right.
What harm are you doing?
Both physical and psychological, because
you start
doing things like puberty blockers, and you start cutting off parts of the body and trying to rearrange things, and then you mess with someone's psychological state. You're doing both physical and psychological.
Exactly.
Some of that can't gotten back. You know,
individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S.
U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA is expected to authorize Pfizer BioNTech's COVID-19 vaccine for children ages 12 to 15 by next week. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Pfizer in late March released preliminary results from a vaccine study of 2,260 U.S. volunteers aged 12 to 15, showing there were no cases of COVID-19 among the fully vaccinated adolescents. One man is dead after a tree fell in his car as a tornado touched down in Atlanta, Georgia area on Monday. Severe weather threatened more than 100 million people from the southern plains through the mid-Atlantic. Tuesday is expected to bring more severe weather to the southeast United States. Senator Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, on Monday requested additional information regarding potential conflicts of interest related to John Kerry, President Biden's special envoy for climate, and his previous involvement in finance and energy investing after he left government under President Obama. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Sam Sorbo joins us. Yes, the actress, film producer, author, homeschooling advocate. We got her to take a break and breathe for just a moment and give us a little bit of her time. And we're honored that she's on the show. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Good to hear your voice. Let me say, give you a shout out, an early happy Mother's Day to you.
Aw, thank you so much.
How's the family? Everybody's fine? I talked to Kevin a couple weeks back, and it sounded to me that he was staying out of trouble, or at least that's the story he told me.
Well, standing ovation last night for a speech that he gave, so he's out there speaking to the public and still doing his appearances and got some movies in the works, too, for the summer. So we're excited to be kind of getting back to business again.
Exactly. Well, Sam, both you and Kevin have been such a powerful force for reason and common sense, and I just so appreciate your dedication and commitment on behalf of all of us. I know that your heart has been greatly committed toward homeschooling. You've become the advocate of advocates, and it's got to grieve you as it is an increasing number of moms and dads that are seeing what's going on in these public schools, this indoctrination that's taking place. You know, break that down for our audience, if you would.
I thought this was a one-hour thing. I thought we only had 20 minutes.
Yes, I know.
So, Bill, I go into it in my book, They're Your Kids. But the fact is that what's happening in our schools now is completely off the rails. The amount of pornography that is coming in through the textbooks, and now they're moving so much of what's happening for the kids to online, which makes it much more difficult for the parents to know what's going on. And let me preface this by saying I don't blame the teachers. I think the teachers are sort of caught in a system that has been corrupted by nefarious forces. But there are evil people out there, and they want your children. And if you want me to sort of summarize it very briefly, when you teach a child evolution without any reference to creation or the creation theory, the yeah. evolution theory is a theory. It has yet to be proven. Darwin himself said it. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this up. But when you teach them only evolution, you're teaching them that they are a series of accidents, which means that intrinsically they have no value. You're also teaching them that survival of the fittest is the law of the land. And survival of the fittest, being the law, breaks down to the strong survive and the weak get trampled. And then at the same time, the schools have this big anti-bullying push. Well, first of all, why do you think they need to tell kids not to bully? It's because the system itself is educating them to believe that bullying is the way forward.
It's bullying, acceptable.
Which is
sure.
survival of the fittest, is the law of the land. We just right. established that. And now somehow we're shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that children are acting out and beating each other up.
Sam, just a real quick, I want to insert this if I can. Case in point is the way, you know, elected officials were talking about this incident that happened between the two girls where the one girl was shot. She was about to disembowel, you know, a girl. She had her up against the car. And these legislators said, well, if this is like a schoolyard fight, why make a big deal out of it? I mean, to your point, right?
Well, and a few years back, Bill, in, let's see, I think it was the town of Baltimore, there were two young women, middle schoolers, who beat a young woman to death in the middle school bathroom. They beat her to death, and within an hour, the superintendent of schools came out and said, quote, "Our schools are safe," end quote.
Wow.
And you know, we're stuck now because we've all been educated in this same system. Mm-hmm. And the system taught us, don't question the system. I mean, if it taught us anything at all, it taught us that. So we're struggling now because with COVID, the blinders have come off. We are able to see more what they're teaching the kids. We're able to perceive more how much they hate the parents. And I'm not talking about individual teachers, of course. I'm talking about the corporate, the system,
the administration. Yes, exactly.
To separate the child from the parent, they undermine, and it's baked into the system too. The undermining of parental authority. So when you drop your child off at school, and you tell that child, the school has the authority. The school knows better than I do. I'm incapable, but the school can do it. And the school can give you all the information, the, quote, education that you need. What do you think that message sends to the child? You're sending the message that your authority is no longer as valid.
Exactly.
When the child comes back to you and says, you have to sign my permission slip, Daddy. Mm-hmm. And you say, okay, give it to me, I'll sign it. Because the teacher says, I have to sign it. Well, your authority is undermined. So please don't be surprised when your child comes home and rolls their eyes at you when you say some value that you have, because your values are no longer valid.
That's exactly what's going on. I mean, Sam, this all points to a systemic problem. I mean, if anything is systemic, it is this, and it's all pervasive. You know, the curriculum, this critical race theory that is now, you know, invaded the curriculum, and then parents are starting to see, in some cases, there was a recent story in Missouri where the people were looking at curriculum and saw, and were seeing how the kids were being dumbed down when it came to science issues. And Joe Biden the other night was talking about competing with the Chinese. Well, the Chinese aren't dealing with a lot of the problems you know, psychologically and domestically that we're dealing with here, and we're so caught up in a bucket of gum. I mean, how can you compete in the playing field if you're so distracted and handcuffed?
Yes, indeed. I would also say that we spend more money than every other country in the world except Switzerland per student. Mm. And we are like 27th in the world.
Yeah, 27th. So how does that make sense?
The system.
Yeah. You see, you and I are we have business minds, and we look at return on investment. We look at what you invest, there should be a return. And when you're getting, you know, for all the money that we're pouring into education, and we rank 27, so, you know, where are we at here? People aren't saying this is a bad investment. What is going on? And to your point, it's not so much that we're blaming the teachers, because they get into teaching for all the right reasons. You love the heart and passion of people that say, you know, of all the jobs that they would want, they want to be a teacher. You go, wow, that is awesome. Well, let's do what we can to help them realize their passion and exercise their vocation and their chosen profession. Instead, they're being handcuffed and frustrated. It's no wonder that teachers are retiring way too early, and just like law enforcement and that, we're losing some quality people through this crazy process, Sam.
Well, I encourage teachers who have a passion for teaching and love kids and are frustrated by a system that dictates to them how best to do their jobs when the system itself has not proven to be effective. I mean, that's the problem. Like, they implemented Common Core, okay? It's been a disaster. Test scores are down despite all of their promises. Why didn't their promises pan out? Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's because they never tested it before they made all the promises, similar to what's happening with the shops now. The tests aren't completed. The tests are being done currently, and they're making all these promises because there's nobody there to sort of double check them and say, hey, wait a minute, why are you implementing an entire shift in curriculum when you have no test results to prove that it works? It reminds me of when they instituted whole word reading in the schools without any result, any testing to say that whole word reading was successful. Well, it wasn't. It was a huge disaster, but it did sell a lot of textbooks. And so I'm just highly suspicious, and I encourage parents to be highly suspicious of a system that fails repeatedly and continues to make promises repeatedly and doesn't provide any data to support their claims. And so I encourage teachers today who are frustrated with that.
Exactly. Well, it's a prevailing attitude. We've got to go to break, and we'll pick up when we come back and talk about this, because we need to see how that, you know, that idea and philosophy is so pervasive in our politics, our school system, our relationships. To me, it's a bit scary.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the word here is that not to lose hope because of who we put our hope in, Sam Sorbo. And thank God for God that he hasn't forsaken us, that he does give us a way out. And because of all that Jesus did for us on the cross, we have the freedom. But, you know, like you said earlier, if we surrender that freedom, then shame on us. And it's almost like we negate the power of the blood and cross in the process, because as free people in Christ, we are called to a higher calling, aren't we?
So I love that you come back with this, because we left sort of thinking about our inability, and yet you come back with this message of hope. And the idea is, and this is sort of I'm working on some different ideas these days. Mm-hmm. First of all, the idea of freedom is actually the author of freedom is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He invented it, okay? Mm-hmm. Evolution doesn't believe in freedom. Evolution doesn't believe in equality. Evolution believes in survival of the fittest, right?
Right.
And yet that's what we're teaching our kids in school. Is it any wonder that they're growing up socialists? We've got Marxist indoctrination in our schools, but even the system itself is of a socialist nature.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, I was... In my homeschool community, we do senior thesis, and so each of our seniors presents their thesis and has a review board, and we ask questions in front of an audience, and they defend their thesis, and one of the girls wrote about socialism and how rampant it is.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the judges, I was sitting on the panel of judges, and one of the judges was shocked that 80% or 83% of millennials actually skew socialists.
Yes.
That's apparently, you know... That just shocked him. Of course, I've known that for a while. We're teaching it in our schools, but more importantly, there's an appeal to socialism. And the appeal is that the individual, the working man, is powerless against the big, mean corporation. Why is there that appeal? And I believe that the appeal comes from ingratitude. The reason is, when you're raised without the idea of a higher authority,
or God, right?
Yes.
You lose gratitude. That just goes out of the equation. It's no longer a part of the equation. Because who's God? Well, you are. You're your own God.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. And yeah, we're back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, exactly.
Be grateful to yourself, right? Mm-hmm. But you don't learn gratitude because you are the creator of everything that you have and everything that you see, you know, all that. And so these kids are now growing up without gratitude. And so they can only see the corporation, in a sense, as evil. And what else feeds into that is minimum wage laws. Because minimum wage laws, the premise is you deserve more and they're not paying you enough. And therefore, the big, bad, mean corporation not paying you enough, the government then forces the mean corporation to pay you more. But the problem with that whole exchange is it's not free trade. It's not a free exchange. It's a coerced exchange. And so what happens is the individual says, yeah, you owe me that $15 an hour. Why isn't it 30? Well, why isn't it 100?
Sure.
And so it feeds their ingratitude, and they don't see the value in the corporation. Well, no wonder the Marxists end up tearing down all the corporations. That's their goal.
Yeah, the thing is amazing to me, and we had this conversation the other day with a group of men, and, you know, when we were growing up, the big saying was in the 60s and 70s, oh, you got to stick it to the man, you got to stick it to the man, right? Well, until you grow up and you realize, well, you are the man. You end up sticking it to yourself. And that's the thing about ingratitude. And that truly is the original sin that goes back to the Garden of Eden, as you were just saying, is that we would be as God, and that as if God was so afraid of it, is what Satan told us. And that's what we act out. When we act out like that, then eugenicists come into play, less than, abortion is no big problem, people getting murdered, not that big a deal. You know, let's put people in nursing homes, and so 15,000 people die, no big whoop here. In fact, let me come to Hollywood and give me an award, you know, for all this great stuff that I did, right? I mean, this is so upside down, but it's an abandonment of godly freedoms and godly principles that we're paying the price for, and we're passing it down to the next generation. This is what's so dangerous.
It is very dangerous, but however, I will say the truth will prevail, because
yes,
the truth is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reason that you hear the left screaming for tolerance is because the least tolerant thing we have is the truth. The
yes.
truth is 2 + 2 = 4. You can try to say it's 5, but you'll get a smackdown because the truth is it won't tolerate a lie. That's
mm-hmm.
why the left is constantly screaming for tolerance, because they know that they're in the lie. And all we need to do is stand strong in the truth, because
yes.
Because we know the truth, right? Which is why I wrote my book, Words for Warriors,
right.
Which is available now. Anybody wants to buy it, they can buy it on Amazon or go to samsorbo.com. And I go through all the words that the left has tried to steal and change their meaning. So they recently redefined the word bigot in the Oxford Dictionary. And so now the new, more neutral meaning of the word bigot is basically, if you prefer steak to chicken, you're a bigot. So that way they can apply the word liberally to whoever they want,
right.
And then they just won't apply it to the other people who actually are the bigots. They've
right.
changed the meaning of the word fascist. I mean, fascism is very clearly left-wing, but somehow now we have these right-wing, and I'm putting this in air quotes, right-wing fascists. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, show me a right-wing fascist. They don't exist.
Right, exactly.
And then that feeds the lie that, oh, well, there's violence on both ends of the spectrum. No, there's not. There is no right-wing violence. Please show me right-wing violence. I fail to see it. And please don't tell me, oh, the Capitol Hill riots.
Yeah. One day compared to hundreds of days in Seattle.
No. Yes, but I'm not even going to let you get away with that, Bill.
Okay.
Show me the right-wing violent protesters who committed the violence, who were Trump supporters. Show me where they are in jail.
Oh,
they arrested a bunch of people.
Yes. No, you're
left wing.
When you break it down, you're exactly right. But my point is that they're overinflating one day
right.
versus hundreds of days that they purposely ignored in Portland and Seattle. That was my point.
Well, okay, and that's another thing that I mentioned in my book. Like, the left says, "Oh, we hate violence." No, they don't. They love violence. The left loves violence.
The left absolutely loves violence if it serves their purpose. And even if it doesn't, really, they really do love violence. But they will pretend because they're filled with lies. They lie all the time, literally, about everything. Now, I don't go to the individual. There are certain individuals that embody that, like the leader of Black Lives Matter, who has four mansions and is now looking for a fifth one. And where has the money for Black Lives Matter gone? Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
So there are those out there. They are, in a sense, the outliers. The problem is that they are controlling the Democrat Party now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big problem. And so Democrats, really, I urge you to reexamine the motives and the machinations of your party, because your party stands for legalized killing of babies up to and including and after birth. Okay, that is the Democrat Party today. So
right.
We have a big problem because we are, by and large, a two-party system. One party is for America. The other party is against it. Period.
That's
full
clear.
Stop.
Yeah, exactly.
They hate life. They hate truth. And by the way, Bill, my book is dedicated to the Word, because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And that's why the left seeks to corrupt the language, because our words speak truth and they want us to be speaking lies.
Yeah.
And so they coerce us into saying that a man is a woman, that up is down, that right is wrong. And we simply cannot stand for it anymore. So, and that's why I wrote the book, Words for Warriors, because I want people to become warriors for the truth. Jesus said, I came to testify to the truth. He didn't say, I came to open a can of whoop-ass on,
on the ruling class,
so
yes.
So many things he could have said. I came
exactly.
to bring light to the world. I came to show power to the world. I came to expose the world to God. No, he said, I came to bear witness to the truth, because when God speaks, it's the truth.
Right.
God spoke, let there be light, and ushered in the truth.
Right. Ushered in order, because there was chaos before then. The other thing was
that's
that Jesus.
What the left wants.
Exactly.
Have you noticed?
And, yes, exactly. Well, that's like, to your earlier point. I find it quite rich that the people who ask for tolerance are the most intolerant.
Well, they're only intolerant of the stuff that they don't want to tolerate.
Right. Which is the truth, which is the very thing, again, that Jesus said in relationship to coming to set the captives free. You see, people don't even realize it. And it's not just America. It's around the world. People are being held captive because they've turned their back on the truth of God. So this is going back to what we talked earlier. Where does freedom come from? It only comes from one person, God himself. And if you're disconnected from God, forget it. You're not living in liberty. You are not going to realize the full potential of who God intended you to be and enjoy true fulfillment and happiness. Enjoy this side of heaven apart from God.
Yep. Well said, Bill.
On that happy note, we'll leave it there. Sam, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you.
So get my book, Words for Warriors. Go to samsorbo.com. You can buy it there, and that's where I put up all my videos. There's also a YouTube channel. I'm very excited about what's coming.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime.